I'm the Nudie, and welcome everyone to Italian Pods Culture Show. Sorry for the delay.
Hi everyone, I'm Irene.
And I am Catherine, and today we've got a great show for you. We're talking about, well, beaches and sunshine and the gorgeous Tuscan coast, because what better way to cheer up some winter days than that? So we're going to be talking about somewhere that's pretty close to Irene's home, so she's going to be the expert in the room today. So Irene, what place are we talking about?
I'm talking about Rosignano Solve, and this is a great place to go, because there is a white beach. So it's like the Hawaii or something like that, and it's in Italy.
And who knew? Italy had Hawaiian-style white sand beaches. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's wonderful, but hang on. It's not true. I mean, it's not real sand. It's like waste, because we have a factories that produce like bicarbonate, and the waste are like white, so they produce like black white sand.
So you just burst my bubble here. You just depressed me a little bit, because I thought, oh, beautiful white sand beaches. They're not actually sand. They're just garbage.
Yeah,
just like...
that's true. But you don't have to think about it.
Does it smell? I mean, is
no,
it...
No. It doesn't smell. There's no any problem. You just go and you think that's beach. That's real beach and sand. And that's,
so if someone didn't tell you, you wouldn't know.
Yeah. You can't figure it out.
And the nice thing is that bicarbonate is one of those things that you find in food and things that clean you. So it's actually a pretty clean product that is distributed as waste here.
So it is.
Not a bad thing.
And someone thinks that it's not so good to go in, like, to have a bath and la, but it is, because I went a lot of times in and nothing happened to me. I mean...
Except for that third arm that you have.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, inside there is no fish, and so you have to think about it, maybe, but it's okay for you and for your health. So don't be scared off, and they are so beautiful.
Is it a large beach? Is it small?
It is a large beach.
And it's public?
Yeah, it's public, so you can go there when you want, with who you want, and bring your umbrellas and ball and play. And
sounds perfect. So what's the biggest nearby city? Is it near any Tuscan cities?
It's near Livorno.
Oh, Livorno.
Yes.
Leghorn. Okay.
It is.
Cool. So you can access it from that big city. And I wanted to know, we were talking about it earlier, are there any special parties or festivals or things on the beach that they've done historically or that they do now?
Yes, they've done like the Sangriata. So it's like the one weekend in July, the last weekend in July, there's be this Sangriata, that it's like they organize this party. They have the sangria, the Spanish sangria.
So it's like wine with fruit.
Yeah, and it's
summery,
very
delicious drink.
Yeah, good.
And you kind of feel like you're drinking a healthy drink because there's fruit in it.
Yes.
Self-deception is
so
strong.
You don't feel guilty about it.
Exactly.
And you can drink a lot of it.
Exactly.
And yes, this was for, I guess, two or three years. And I went once, and it was so beautiful and amusing, because there are a lot of people with tent.
Yeah.
And a lot of people slept there.
So you can sleep on the beach too?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can. Yeah. And, but they finished it, they stopped it, because unfortunately one guy's died, and so now you can't have it anymore. We want to do it like as a group, I mean, me and my friend, but it's not so kind, you know, and...
Yeah. Well, it sounds like a beautiful, beautiful place, and despite the fact that it's not sand, it is a white beach.
But you don't figure it out, Catherine, I told
All
you.
All right, so maybe we shouldn't have told our listeners. They would never have known. They would have just gone there, and they would have enjoyed it. But yeah, check it out. Rosignano Solve is the name of the place. It's on the Tuscan coast near Leghorn, and it's a place pretty close to where Irene comes from. It's maybe the closest, nicest beach, right?
It is.
All right, so check it out, and hopefully you can distract your mind from the cold weather that surrounds you wherever you may be. That's going to be it for today, I think. So if you have any comments or questions about Tuscany or about beaches or about travel in Italy in general, please do let us know. ItalianPod.com is our website. We also have an email address you can write to us at, which is ItalianPod@PraxisLanguage.com. So I hope you've enjoyed this, and until next time, ciao a tutti.
Ciao. Okay.